At the first examination, it'll be deeply worrying for the families who are waiting anxiously to see that there's just an additional 20 million. In Sinn Féin, we would have consulted with the leading MICA campaigners around what amount of money realistically would you need in 2022. And we have come up with an additional 160 million. And that's a fully costed proposal that we put to government. That's the scale of what you need to deliver 100% redress. So the government are nowhere near what is required, and they know that. So what myself and Deputy Piers Doherty are calling on the government to do urgently is the need to spell out, are they going to introduce a supplementary budget? When are they going to introduce a supplementary budget? You know, what is going to be the actual amount? Because if it's an additional 20 million, we're in serious trouble.
But surely they will introduce a supplementary budget.
Well, it's highly unusual to announce a budget for a particular area, just one area, and then have a supplementary budget. But what they need to do now urgently is clarify, and they need to do it immediately, clarify to the families who are waiting that they are going to have the necessary resources. I mean, what needs to happen is we need 100% redress, and the leading campaigners have assessed that that would be an additional 160 million for the budget next year on top of the 40 million that's already there. It's a total of 200 million. That's what's required. They're nowhere near that, and they need to explain this to the people of Donegal and families that are concerned.
Are you going to get that explanation before the time in which they're going to announce the scheme? The only answer they seem to be given over the last while is that it will be a couple of weeks' time. Realistically, are they going to give an update between now and then?
Well, the truth is, it is the government should have made their decision before the budget. And in the budget, they should have copper-fastened the resources that are required for 100% redress. So their decisions should have been made by now. It is really worrying to see an allocation made for next year that is so far off the mark. So it's over to the government to urgently clarify that the amount of money they've provided for next year is only provisional. It's only temporary. There will be a lot more put on the table to go with what should be a 100% redress scheme for the families in Donegal and down the west of Ireland.